There is no discipline. There is no structure. There is no common definition which binds Jews all together as being one. Are Reformed Jews simply following their own freedom and their own conscience? Can you call that Judaism? What makes that special? What defines Judaism in this way? And therefore, the Reformers have gone off the deep end. And the Orthodox simply don't have it either. What is the guiding principle? Here it is. Change is defined. And this is the first way he puts it. We're going to put it in several ways, but let's see if we can get it the first time. As that which was adopted by the entire community of Israel and was accepted by the people and became a part of its life. In other words, the community, not God on the one hand and not the individual on the other hand, is the final authority in determining what we observe and what we don't observe. The community. Now let's examine that just a bit more. The first, or actually he wasn't the first, he was the second, but the chancellor of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This was the institution that brought conservative Judaism to America. The Jewish Theological Seminary of America today is located in the same place where it emerged on the Upper West Side in Manhattan in New York. And the great chancellor who actually came from England, he had been at Cambridge University, named Solomon Schechter, came to assume the leadership of this movement. Schechter takes Frankl's notion and develops it into a concept which he calls Catholic Israel. Now, I'm sure that term probably confuses you more than it helps. But think of Catholic not with a big C here. We're talking about big C conservative, but not big C Catholic. Catholic with a small c meaning the totality of Israel. Universal Israel. Now let's look for a moment at Schechter. Okay, here is Schechter about 1915, if to be precise, writing about Catholic Israel. This is obviously coming out of Frankl's ideology, but now it is being refined and developed even more. Another consequence of this conception of tradition is that it is neither scripture nor primitive Judaism, but general custom which forms the real rule of practice. Another way to describe what the community does as a criterion of action is to speak about customs. In other words, within the category of traditional Jewish law, you have things that were specifically mandated by the rabbis, but quite often in various communities, in Northern Europe, in the Muslim world, certain customs develop, which then take on the same obligation. In other words, over time, the customs are introduced, and they become also part of the law. So we are speaking about something which this rabbi, Rabbi Schechter, knows quite well to be the case. Holy writ, as well as history, teaches. Notice how he puts it. Holy writ, that is the revelation, and history together. They're not opposed. Now they're working together on the same plane. Teaches that the law of Moses was never fully and absolutely put in practice. Liberty was always given to the great teachers of every generation to make modifications and innovations in harmony with the spirit of existing institutions. Hence, a return to what he calls Mosaism, that is, literal Orthodox Judaism, would be illegal, pernicious, and indeed impossible. The norm as well as the sanction of Judaism is the practice actually in vogue. It's not what God or what some rabbi said years ago, which is the law of Judaism. It's what the people are actually out there doing. We listen to them, we watch them, we observe them, and we come to conclude that that is the real law, that's the living law, as opposed to the dead letter of the law. Its consecration is the consecration of general use. The law is consecrated when it's done. Or in other words, of Catholic Israel. Interesting enough, in this text, he writes it with a big C, but I would prefer to understand it as a small c. It was probably with a view to this communion that the later mystics introduced a short prayer to be said before the performance of any religious ceremony in which, among other things, the speaker professes his readiness to act in the name of all Israel. Okay? Catholic Israel, the notion that what the people are actually performing is what helps us to decide what we should be performing. In other words, look at the people.